and had big square boxes of prunes and apricots and figs and graham crackers. And we had corned pop. We had popcorn.
What kind? What would your mother do with the apples? Would she ever grind those up and make anything?
Applesauce. Well, we had applesauce, and then my family loved apple pie, so we had lots of apple pie. And then we had just everyone ate apples every evening after dinner. That was one of the things you did. You know, was
Would y'all ever buy cherries or peaches?
In cans.
In cans. Uh-huh. I was wondering, do you know the name of the hard thing inside of a cherry?
What pit? It
would,
seed.
Okay, and how about inside of a peach? Would it be called a
pit or okay. stone?
Okay, or stone. Probably. Yeah, that's an old time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you remember if they made distinctions between peaches depending on how they came off the...
Yes, they would call them freestone and cling, but it was just, the freestone was what should have been cling. I never could figure that out.
Never could figure it out, could you?
I don't know why they'd had it like that, because the one, the cling came off fairly well, but that freestone was misnomer.
Did your mother ever cook up fruit and make something with the juice?
Well, we made lots of, we picked berries, gooseberries and choke cherries and wild raspberries. And then we made lots of jelly.
Okay.
And canned the juice, and then in the wintertime made more jelly. We were running out of space, but we ate lots and lots of jelly.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, because a lot of people think you have to have, you know, a lot of people think, well, in a place where you couldn't grow apples and peaches, you can't do those
well,
things.
Well, the wild berries, we really, that was a, the men went out and helped pick the berries, too.
Mm.
And we had gooseberry pies, and some of them would go help pick berries if they had a pie, but they wouldn't go help pick berries if it was going to be jelly.
Mm. The, one other plant that I was wondering about here, a lot of times the poisonous ones they'll call toadstools.
Mushrooms.
Okay. Well, that sun has gotten bright, hasn't it?
Oh, but it gets on that roof.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That's
fine. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Do they have those in these areas?
Yes, we do. We have good mushrooms. My daughter put her foot through that, helping me fix the cupboards up here. Yes, we have mushrooms.
Okay.
We gather them.
Okay.
And have lots of mushrooms.
Okay. The you're talking about beef earlier. Did your mother ever dry out to did y'all ever dry out the beef and eat like chip beef or jerky?
We used to buy chip beef in the big boxes, as I was telling you,
okay.
the fruit and things came in. But we didn't do that. We would butcher, but we shared the meat. When we butchered, there were three or four families took part of the meat so that we could keep it, and it was always fresh meat. And then when the next time for butchering came around, the other person furnished the beef, and we all took part.
Because one family couldn't eat all
of
it.
One family couldn't eat all of it, so we shared the butchering. And the same thing with the pork.
Tell me about the pork. What kind of meat would you get off of a hog? What are the different types of meat?
Well, we had pork roasts and pork chops, and then Grandfather made sausage, and they made pig's feet. And
anything, could you cook up the hog's head and make anything?
We never did. I think my mother would have rebelled right about there.
Do you know what they call that?
Head cheese?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And would you ever fix any kind of salted pork?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
We made sauerkraut.
Okay. Okay. But you never had anything like salt side or fat back or anything
no.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Those terms are
mm-hmm.
familiar to you. Now you mentioned you had some cows to milk.
Yes, we milked lots of, well, probably three or four head of cattle. And then Daddy, we had the separator. And
tell me about that.
The separator, well, you'd bring the milk in and strain the milk and put it into this large container, and then there were little discs that spun the milk away from the cream away from the milk. The skim milk came out one little...
That's thin milk?
Thin milk.
Okay.
Just skim. There was nothing left. You know, the cream was gone. And then the good cream came out on the other side.
Mm.
And we shipped the cream to Denver then.